Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 15th day of May, 2024. And this is Pledge Week, folks. We got to let you... Let's give you those numbers right now. Do it, Aaron.
888-677-9673. 888-281-1110.
All righty. The boys are in the back. Those are manning the phones, Eric and Frank and Randy. And we have our producer, none other than the one that looks like James Dean. He's right there. He said, and that style with a smile.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And then way out yonder, we have, in Missouri, we have that alfalfa male, Pastor Pastor Joe Larson.
Your highly unpaid professional assistant is here, ready to go to work.
And then we have a very special guest tonight, based on a powerful true story of finding hope in the face of death, celebrating Christian filmmaker Tim Jay is bringing to theaters The Firing Squad, an inspiring movie, and it's about three convicted criminals portrayed by acclaimed actors Kevin Sorbo, who is our guest tonight, God's Not Dead and Let Them Be Light. And Kevin, welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I watched those two movies that you made, God's Not Dead and Let There Be Light. They were very good. In fact, we showed them in the church. And
I love that.
Yeah, well, you made a big leap from there. You were out there in the jungle for a while, weren't you? Weren't you Tarzan for a while?
Oh, you got the wrong show. You got the people that tried to copy my show. I played Hercules for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, it was Hercules. That's it. Right. Not Tarzan.
That's right.
All right, yeah. And there you go.
You got to forget my sin of pride, but by season three, Hercules was the most watched TV show in the world in 176 countries. And all these other studios tried to copy us. There was a Tarzan, there was a Conan, there was a Sinbad, there was I don't know, all these shows trying to, how many? I think there were 7 copycat shows, but we beat them all because we were the first of the race.
Well, it's great to have you here tonight. And like I said, I'm glad that you made the jump over to doing Christian films. When you were the atheist professor over there, and God's Not Dead, that you did that was a great, I could tell you how you were, how convincing you were. I wanted to whip your butt.
So did my mom.
You did a great job. That was it was just good. You know, I wanted to say this too. I have a younger brother, and there is a real resemblance between you and him. I mean, he looks a lot like you.
But, well. Well, I love that you said the atheist college professor, and I always tell people that's redundant. In today's world, all we got to say is college professor.
Yeah, yeah.
You're,
isn't that the truth?
Is it hard to play a role like that that's so against your belief system?
You know, not really, because, I mean, it was certainly in the script, but I know people like that. You know, and as an actor's job, you know, you do take on other personalities for a while, the people that be that way. Because I've seen these people, I've met these people, and they did such an amazing job. But I got to tell you, that same writers that did God's Not Dead, I did a movie 2 years earlier than that called What If? And I highly recommend people see What If. I've shot close to 90 movies in my life. And, by the way, not all of them are good, but most of them are pretty good. But
Kevin, I saw parts of Pool Boy.
Yeah, I know.
I was actually a pool boy in real life.
But What If was written, directed by Dallas Jenkins, who's doing The Chosen right now, and his father, Jerry Jenkins, is the one who funded it. Of course, Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye did all the Left Behind books. And it's just a wonderful movie, and I highly recommend What If to people.
Well, very, very good, yeah. This movie's coming out right at a good time. I mean, it's really needed now because today especially, I was in the prison ministry. Well, I'm still in the prison ministry, but for 45 years, I went up to death row regularly on a regular basis. And, well, I'm going to tell you, I've seen some things, some real inspiration moments there on death row. I sat with a number of the inmates when they were executed. And so here, when you're making the movie, The Firing Squad, it's you tell me what about that movie really impressed you?
Well, you know, it's based on a true story, and the character I play, Cuba Gooding Jr. is in it as well, and James Barrington, who's a new upstart, who really is the main focus of the movie. But I play a guy that was surfing in Indonesia, an American tourist, and he's noticed some guy flirting with his girlfriend on the shoreline. He got angry. They got in a fight. He killed the guy. He got sentenced to the death penalty. And while he was spending all his time in prison, decades in prison, he found God, and he went through the steps to become a pastor. So he actually became a pastor while he was serving time. And he saved many souls in there, not only inmates, but also fellow inmates, but also some guards in there as well. And I think that, to me, was such a powerful story, because it shows you that there's redemption. Even in the worst of times, there's redemption for people. And I think those are the biggest things missing from the world right now that people are looking for. They're looking for redemption. They're looking for hope. I mean, you know, the world has always been in chaos, but it just seems now that it just seems unbelievably insane and crazy what not only America's doing, but what the world is doing. And, I think the only way really to save the world, let alone, is you have to do it with Jesus. There's no way we can do it without him. And this movie has, I think, the capacity to change a lot of lives. I mean, we've had screenings all around the country already. And so if people go to firingsquadfilm.com, that's firingsquadfilm.com, they can see a trailer. They can see testimonials of people walking out of the theater and the screenings we've been having across the country and hear what they had to say, because it's pretty powerful message what this movie brings.
Salem is promoting. I noticed Salem is getting more and more into promoting movies in the past couple of years. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad they are. What we would like to do, for some reason, we're having a rougher time now, is we like to use movies like your movie here, this one, as we have pledge weeks, and you know, we ask people to make a donation and give out films like that for a donation, and we'd like to get them out. I know some of the other movies, the earlier ones, we got out thousands of them, but all of a sudden now it's hard to get them. It's like they don't want to give us a price that we can afford. And when we buy them in volume like that, you know, We can't pay the regular price. We have to have a much discounted price. But if the goal is to get the movie out, and I think with this movie, that would be the goal, is to get the movie out. What do you think?
Well, of course. I mean, you got to get out there. And by the way, this is Epic Times that are doing this. Salem wants the movie after it's had its theatrical release. Salem's open. They've got a number of the movies that I've done in the past. But this is Epic Times' first major film. I did a documentary with him recently as well called The Hollywood Takeover. It's about the Chinese takeover of Hollywood. And so Epic is throwing their hat in the ring, pretty much like what the Daily Wire is doing to other people. They realize there's an audience out there that's being underserved in the Hollywood market. There's 80 million homes in America that want the kind of movies that I've been, you know, blessed to do, like God's Not Dead and Let There Be Light and Soul Surfer. And, you know, I'm going to keep on doing it. This has been sort of my calling now for the last 14 years. And I love the road that God has taken me on this path.
Well, for your, you know, those people, those fellow actors there in Hollywood, I mean, you're not exactly, you know, in the Hollywood inner circle, I would say, but there were.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, there would be a number of people that were like you, like I would say, Clint Eastwood is more conservative. Charlton Heston was one that was very, very conservative. Are there many out there in Hollywood that are conservative like you that we don't know about?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I think the Christians and the conservatives in Hollywood, we're the ones in the closet now, which is kind of bizarre to me. I mean, this country is founded on Judeo-Christian values, but look where it's taken us now. You got Ivy League students that want to take the plaques off the wall of these schools that have been around since the 1700s and 1800s, and because it's got God on there. You know, this country was founded by God-fearing men that signed our Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's just amazing what our public schools have done. We need to get rid of them. And when a guy like Bill Maher comes out and says, don't send your kids to American universities, that's saying a lot. And there's so many people. Look, every movie I've been doing pretty much the last 6-7 years, I get somebody on the set, whether it's an actor, camera operator, makeup artist, whatever, saying, look, we are so happy that you're a voice for us. And I go, be a voice for yourself. Stop being afraid. We need to wake up the lions. The sheep are going to be sheep, but there are lions out there that are still holding back because fear is an amazing weapon. That's, I mean, governments of every country like using fear to control people's lives. And people, you know that, Pastor, it's in Proverbs, the only person to fear is God. So we need people to wake up and not cower. And there's so many actors that are afraid to get blacklisted like I did. Look, I got booted out of Hollywood about a dozen years ago. I'm a cancel culture victim before it became a term.
Yeah.
We got out of California. We live in the free state of Florida. We've been here 5.5 years already, and it's been a great move for us to get out of that state. Most of my movies shoot in Texas or further east anyway. Nothing shoots in California.
Yeah, California, they're looking to a number of people who want to leave, you know, have split the state up. And so, in fact, we're going to be talking about that 6-8 from the state now.
They're sick of it. I've heard rumors of they want to split into 5 different states that people want that because there are a lot of conservatives in that state, but their voice is not being heard because of the large cities like L.A. and San Francisco that seem to dominate the election cycle if your vote actually gets to count in our crazy mail-in voting world, but that's a whole other issue we can talk about.
Well, you know, one of the other things we really battle is what they call the mainstream media. You know, it's just unbelievable how blatantly, you know, corrupted they've been. But, you know, Joe and I, Pastor Joe, who's on here with us, some years ago, we went to Notre Dame University in Indiana where they had their, I got a call from some Catholic bishops asking me if I would come down and bring some Baptist preachers to preach to their apostate bishops there at that school. We were amazed. We went there because Barack Obama was coming. And we went there, and they had every cross. Obama said he did not want to look upon a cross. Every cross on that campus had to be covered up.
What?
Tell him, Joe.
Exactly true. We heard it from the priests.
That's unbelievable.
Had to do the covering.
And so, every single cross, and they had to be covered up. And so there was a real battle between those official Catholic bishops, legitimate Catholic bishops, and then those apostates that were running.
They're cowards. They're cowards. Though. That's as far as I'm concerned. And that just proved the rumors that Obama actually is a vampire. Okay.
Yeah. You know, right next to it, you had the women's college there. St. Mary's, and one of the professors there was fired because he was pro-life. He was fired by the head nun because he was pro-life, and he was one of our speakers there. But
That's just ridiculous. It's just really, like, most of my speaking events that I do across the country is pro-life. And what we're doing right now, just it blows my mind that people that think that the murder of another human being is fine. We've made it commonplace now, and it's just incredible. And we're losing our freedom of speech, as you know, every single day. This is getting worse and worse in this country. We're a secular country now. We're a socialist country, and we're a step away from becoming a communist country. I remember Brezhnev seeing a speech of his when he was the Russian president decades ago, and he said, "We don't need to bring communism to America. America will bring it to itself." And he's not too far off.
Yeah, Khrushchev says, "We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until you awaken to find out that you have become communist."
Yep, there you go.
And that's happening, and we've been battling. I've been on the radio for 50 years. I've been battling this for 50 years, half a century, and the Antichrist communist movement here in this country.
And we were one of the first ministries on the radio, or first radio program, to really start talking about the cultural Marxists that came over just before the war in the early 1900s and settled in New York and Hollywood. And they were the ones that brought in that book, Eros and Civilization, you know, Make Love, Not War, God is Dead, started that whole revolution there. That was cultural Marxism, and it was a term way back. You know, people looked at you like you lost your mind if you were trying to warn them about it, and now you hear even the mainstream media mention it.
Yeah.
So we've been around a long time fighting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 60 years ago right now, this year, that they took the Bible out of the school.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that didn't have an impact.
Oh, it sure did. I've got some charts, Kevin, that you go back and you look at some of the things like births to unwed mothers, divorces, you know, the whole list of things. And up until that time, about the time in the 60s there, that period, then after that, a few years after that, all of these things started going up.
Right up to that time, Joe.
3,000%.
Yeah, right up to that time, Joe, America was number one in the world academically, right up to that time.
Exactly.
And then it started at that time when the Lord left there, the door was left open, the other guy came in, and we've seen it go downhill ever since. And that's why here in Ohio, I was one of the pioneers in the homeschool movement here. Because of that, we for 50 years we've been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. But let me ask you this, Kevin: the kind of work you know that goes into making a movie like this here. When you're making a movie like this, when your heart is into it, is it easier to put the amount of hours in than it is, say, when you were Hercules?
Oh, Hercules hours are pretty tough. I worked 12 to 14-hour days and had to go to the gym every day to work out. And it was very typical for me to have a 16 to 18-hour door-to-door day. It was that was pretty normal for me on that show. So I had a blast doing the series, but it was exhausting. But I still had a blast. My crew was amazing. My entire crew. I lived in New Zealand for 7 years. That's where we filmed it. And
didn't realize
Peter Jackson,
you were living.
Oh, yeah. Peter, that was home. Oh, yeah. Well, I was there 10 months a year, so that was pretty much home. And, you know, there's 2 months I came back to state. So a month would be me going on Letterman and Leno and all their talk shows to promote the series. And I would just take 1 month just to golf and get away from it all. But I loved it. My crew was great. And the entire crew went on to work on Lord of the Rings. And they all went on to win all these Oscars and Academy Awards.
Kevin, once you committed to doing films for the Lord, what was the retaliation from Hollywood?
Well, I got blacklisted, my gosh, almost 12 years ago. I mean, I've always said this. I was a cancel culture victim before that even became a term. My agent manager called me in one day. I was always vocal about being a Christian and conservative. I never hid that. But with the advent of the internet and Twitter and Facebook and everything like that, you know, just it gets out there more and more and more. And my agent called me in one day, said, "We can't work with you anymore. It's going to be hard for us to get you work within the industry because people don't want to work with you because of you being a Christian and being a conservative," which is apparently, I guess, kryptonite to Hollywood or double leopard to them. I don't know, one of the two. And I laughed at them. I said, "You guys are the ones who scream for tolerance. You scream for freedom of speech, but they're hypocrites, just like all the politicians in Washington, D.C. And, you know, tolerance is a one-way street with these guys." So I left, and I formed Sorbo Studios. Please go to sorbostudios.com. My wife and I have our own site there. And you mentioned homeschooling, Pastor. Well, we're homeschool advocates. My wife travels the country. We homeschool all three of our children. And my wife's got four books on the subject and speaks about it all over the country. And one of the blessings of COVID, by the way, was 2 million more families are now homeschoolers.
Yeah, that was that is one of the major blessings of COVID. When the parents finally, for all these years, Kevin, we were trying to tell people what they were teaching their children. We were warning them. And then, so when COVID came along, they found out what was in the textbooks, didn't they?
Yeah, they finally went, maybe, honey, we shouldn't send our kids and use the babysitting service in the public schools. Maybe we should pull them out of these campuses. Get them out. You see what's going on. The indoctrination of this last batch of teachers between 22 and 40 years of age, they're nuts. They're insane. I mean, when I was in school, and pretty much I'm sure it was you in school, I didn't have any teacher tell me how to vote. I didn't have any teacher tell me not to believe in God. They taught the subjects they were paid to teach, even when I was in university. I know there's political things going on around my campus, but it wasn't like it is today. This is just crazy.
Well, no, they're actually getting at Harvard and Yale and these others. They're actually giving these students extra credits for going out and rioting, carrying signs and rioting. They get credits for this. In other words, they're spending $60,000 a year to get credit for carrying a sign. We could teach them how to carry a sign for a lot less, okay? and all they do is they get out there and this anti-Semitism, you know, where is their mind? But we've known all along that these universities were nothing but you know, indoctrination centers, and they get. But that's exactly the way God's word, the Bible, said it would be. I mean, we are exactly in 2 Timothy chapter 3. It is as clear as the nose on your face. You couldn't be any clearer. Romans 1, the days we're living in, because Kevin, he tells you in the last days, he specifies, he doesn't say in later times like in other places, but on the last days there in 1 Peter. And that's what we're seeing all around us. So the positive thing there is that we know that the Lord's coming back soon. And so we really need to run to this battle, huh?
We do. Look, I had a movie out, two movies that I directed that came out in theaters last year. And one is Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. And it deals with the Antichrist kind of, you know, making his presence known around the world. And I love the tagline in the movie that the company, the production company, put on the poster. They said, this is a true story that just hasn't happened yet. And I thought it was pretty good they put that on there.
All right. Where do we go to get all these movies? Because, you know, we...
Is it sorbostudios.com?
That's the place, sorbostudios.com. All kinds of information on there for sure. So I know people can check that out.
Can we order those videos right over the internet?
Sure.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Now, that one that I was with, I had Tim LaHaye had come here. He was we spent a couple of days with him in Beverly back. That's been a long time ago when we were battling the pornography and the Lawson stores and others where they started putting the pornography, the Playboy or the, Hustler out front, you know, where people could see it, where children had access to it. And so they came up here and we did a boycott and picketed some of these stores. And so that's the last time I saw them. But they made that movie, like you were talking about, Left Behind series.
Is your movie, does it follow the scripture?
Yeah. It's based off the Left Behind book. So it's the next chapter after the one they did with Nicolas Cage about 10 years ago. I take over the role as the pilot in that. And it's the same group of guys that did it way back with Kirk Cameron back in 2000, 2001. It's a company out of Toronto called Cloud 10. And movies in theaters last year. And it was received quite well. And we're going to keep on making more.
Well, very, very good. Yeah, we have access to those. We'll promote them here. How are the other two fellows, Cuba Gooding and James Barrington, how are they to work with?
You know, unfortunately, Cuba and I never had any scenes together, which was kind of frustrating, but it's just the way the script was written. We were on set. We met and talked to each other and stuff like that, and we've been at a couple screenings. James Barrington is a British actor that... he's kind of new to the game right now, but he did a great job on this. And he was my character looked at him as reminded him of himself back when he was in his 20s. And he knew he was, his execution was coming up. He was actually executed by firing squad in 2015, so it wasn't that long ago. But he knew after his decades in prison that his time was coming, and he looked at James Barrington's character, and it was pretty much like Hacksaw Ridge, where that movie where he said, please, God, give me one more. Let me get one, save one more life. And that's pretty much what this guy did. He just said, let me save one more life before I come visit you, God, in heaven. And he's able to save his life before he was executed. So really a touching movie. If it doesn't bring a tear to your eye, then you have no soul. That's all I got to say.
Well, listen.
Are these movies now profitable to make? Is your audience big enough that they can be, maybe not rich, you know, totally rich, but are they good and profitable so there's a reason for others to jump in and make more?
They're only profitable if people show up. I mean, you're looking at movies that are, shoot on a $3 million budget, $4 million budget, okay? That's catering budget in Pirates of the Caribbean or an Avengers movie or Spider-Man. They spend $300 million on these movies.
Wow.
And they spend another $100 million promoting them. We don't have that. God's Not Dead was an anomaly. $2 million movie made $140 million. That's all because people talked about it. We need people to show up opening weekends. That's why I want people to go to firingsquadfilm.com and check it out. We need people to say, okay, we're going to go to the movie and open the weekend. Because theater owners don't care.
All right, very good. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Something's going on here. What's happening out there?
That's weird.
All right. All righty. Well, we want to I want to thank you. We're going to go to a break. And you're welcome to stay if you'd like, but I want to thank you, if not, because I know that you committed a half hour. We're going to go. I'm going to find out all I can about this movie and promote them. And would like to have you come back again, if that's all right.
I appreciate it. We'll do it another time, for sure.
All righty. Well, God bless you. Thanks so much.
Good work, Kevin. God bless you.
All righty. We'll be back after this.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1040 form, I sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. And since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, no subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank accounts as they auctioned off a family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied. Because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees.
So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. Cause when the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize their sweet prize as we put the hard lean on. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong.
With explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
888-677-9673. Folks, listen. That was a good interview we did with Kevin Zorbo. Well, I'm going to tell you, the guy is quite an actor, but, you know, we didn't want to interrupt the interview. We're trying to get this film out. We're here because the cause is a righteous cause, and this film that he's got is dynamite, and it's really helps people to have some faith, encourages them. It's a true story. But, folks, we need to hear from you tonight. So far, we haven't had one single pledge, and this is 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, again, the facts are, boy, if we don't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us. We're looking. We need to go back on more stations, especially by September. We really do. That's our goal. We got an election coming up, and folks, there's going to be all kinds of things that you're going to need to know about, and we never back down. We're one of the few radio programs out there that has the courage to tell you the truth. We're not going to back down. We're not going to be intimidated by the boys that break into your house in the middle of the night and kick your doors in. We fear God and God alone, and so.
I've got a lead story to back up everything you were just saying.
All right, let me give this number out one more time. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take it away, Joe.
Well, you know, we've been telling you that the Democrats are getting ready to steal this election, to try to steal this election, and we kept telling you about these non-citizens, what they're doing, allowing illegal immigrants to come across. Well, article now in World News Daily by their staff that this open policy, these many states have systems that are automatically offering them the opportunity to register to vote. A new report in the Georgia Star News offers as confirmation that a new study by Just Facts has found that about 10% to 25%, get this now, of non-citizen adults are now illegally registered to vote. Right. Given this voter registration rates, this means that about 2 million to 5 million of them are illegally registered to vote. There's about 19 million adult non-citizens. So out of 19 million, that means somewhere between 2 and 5 are registered to vote illegally. And these figures are potentially high enough to overturn the will of the American people in major elections, including congressional seats, even the presidency. The report noted as far back as 2014, analysis found that illegal votes by non-citizens likely changed important election outcomes in favor of Democrats, including Electoral College votes and a pivotal U.S. Senate race that enabled the Democrats to pass the Obamacare. So there's a lot more facts and figures in this report. But basically, you know, what it's telling you is, well, it's backing up what we've been telling you. There's several different ways they're using these illegals to vote. And some of them just plain because of when they apply for Medicaid, they can apply to vote. When they go motor voters, allow this, and we have all these people voting, in other words, canceling your vote.
All right, Joe, we're losing you. I don't know if you can hear me, but there's something going on with your phone's connection. And are you still there, Joe? No, it looks like we dropped Joe. Jane in Georgia pledges 50. Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Lisa pledges 20. And Bob in New Jersey pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
888-677-9673. 888-281-1110.
You had a run-up to that. Go ahead.
This is an article by the Gateway Pundit. More hospitals beginning to demand payment up front before administering patient treatments. Hospitals are changing the way they operate, no pun intended, and it's putting some patients' health at risk. It used to be common practice for hospitals and other medical facilities to calculate costs and send bills to patients after they completed the important part, treating the patient. That's less true today than it used to be, according to the Wall Street Journal. Collecting payment in advance is more and more common at medical centers, and while that saves hospitals time and money collecting on bills later, it means that some patients don't get the care they need when they need it because they can't come up with the cash up front. Those who can't come up with the sums have been forced to put off procedures. The Journal reported Thursday an article titled, "Hospitals Are Refusing to Do Surgeries Unless You Pay in Full First." The newspaper also noted that patients are sometimes overcharged, which puts them in the position of having to fight a large corporate entity to get a refund of the overpayment. Among the procedures that hospitals and surgery centers are seeking prepayments for are knee replacements, CT scans, and births, the Journal reported. The report also noted that federal law requires hospitals to provide medical treatment in emergency situations. Of course, what a hospital considers an emergency may differ from how the term might be defined by someone experiencing severe pain.
What's happening there, Aaron, is this, okay? Those are for American citizens. Those are for you and me, the taxpayers. But these illegal aliens, they're getting free medical care. Free. You know, they're the first ones. They go in, and they're taken care of before the American citizen. This is where, again...
That's Democrat policies.
It's in your face. We are the Democratic Communist Party. We're the elite.
We despise America. We're going to...
Remember what AOC said? Look, people that don't want to work shouldn't have to work. Those that want to work should take care of those and pay for those that don't want to. That's what AOC said. Joe, right, are you there?
The other is simply they're buying votes. I just got done trying to do that article on those non-citizens registering to vote. That's what this whole thing bringing in, all these illegals. We had, you know, they kept saying 12 million illegals, but they...
It's closer to 50 million, Joe.
Right. They kept saying the same figure year after year after year.
Yeah, 11. It was 11 million year after year after year.
Yeah. And we know that each year it should have gotten bigger, but didn't. So you know they're lying. And so all this is a way to add congressional, more congressmen that'll be in Democratic districts because these people are going to the bigger cities in Democratic areas, so they'll get more representation, an extra congressman here and there, and it'll change the status on the Electoral College where the votes are counted. So all of this is designed to win the election in 2024, keep the Democrat Party in power forever from here on out so they can complete the revolution that they are in the middle of right now fomenting on you.
As they waste taxpayer dollars on illegals.
Okay, here's what's got me concerned.
Well, they're not wasting it. They're buying votes.
Here's what has me concerned, Joe. This is it. Remember, excuse me, the last big red wave. Remember the big red wave we had?
Yeah,
well,
right.
It didn't turn out to be a big red wave, but and here the thing of it was, I wondered back then, why aren't the communists, why aren't they worried? I mean, we're not hearing what we should be hearing, the panic in the mainstream media. The same thing is happening now. You have all of these pundits. I'm hearing today at least three Republicans out there saying this is going to be a total landslide. You had, what's his name out there, the guy with the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah.
Financial guy?
know that Republican, he's kind of a rhino half the time.
Yeah, he's out there. He's talking about this is going to be a landslide. They're saying that everywhere. And again, that does no good. What that does, it helps to keep some Republicans home. Okay.
Exactly. That's what he's trying to do because he's not a conservative, pro-Trump populist. He's an old state, you know, part of the deep state.
Well, the good news is a lot of the people are aware of what we're talking about tonight. In fact, Trump turned out in New Jersey. In New Jersey, he turned out a crowd of 100,000. 100,000 Saturday. Now, can you imagine this in New Jersey? New Jersey is not a red state, but it looks like they may be becoming one. And so,
a lot of places are changing big time, let me tell you.
There's hope,
Chicago,
America.
You're seeing a lot of the people in downtown blue Chicago. You've got the black population is turning away. They are
probably becoming sick of getting robbed.
Yeah. Well, they've been given all of their welfare and that to the illegal aliens. And
the money's going to them. It's not helping American citizens, just like they were taking some of the money from the veterans community care and using it to help pay for health care and benefits for the illegals.
Chicago had some police stations turned into housing facilities for the illegals.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese have their own police stations. They have their own police stations. And from what I understand, they have some of those that are kept quiet, like in San Francisco and other places that they're there, but they're just not publicized like they were in New York. So,
well, here's another good one that you probably aren't hearing about. We've been talking about George Soros, probably one of the most evil, wicked men in the world. And a new report from Media Research Center, Brent Bozell, they figured out that this guy, you know, the one who once said he considered himself some type of god. Well, let me quote him. "I carried some rather potent Masonic fantasies with me from childhood. It was sort of a disease when you consider yourself some kind of god, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out." This is George Soros, okay? They figured out that this man has dumped about $80 million to change this election, and it's coming through several hundred groups to urge tech platforms to implement election integrity, get this, policies to protect democracy worldwide. Now, here is the big lie. They are not trying to implement election integrity. They don't want you to have an ID to prove who you are or even prove you're a citizen. They want anyone and everyone to vote, so you know there's no integrity. And this idea to protect democracy, what they're trying to say is to complete the revolution. And MRC research unveiled at least 45 of the signatories on this signing into this.
Hold on 1 minute, Joe.
888-677-9673. 888-281-1110.
Carmen in Connecticut pledges $125. Dale in Michigan pledges $25. Thank you. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so between 2016 and 22, Soros cash, $80,757,000, almost $58,000 between these different groups, these different signatories, and they sent out special letters, misinformation. They talked about, you know, the promoted conservatives were giving out misinformation, but anything that the left put out was totally accurate, totally legitimate. And we know the Russians, Russian different disinformation, the FBI was involved in censoring. And this has all been documented. And letters were sent out to Google, Instagram, Meta, Pinterest, Reddit, Rumble, Snap, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, and X. All sent out and all backed up with all these groups and all this money. and we're carrying the big lie. And this, of course, then we had Mark Zuckerberg, remember, dump $400 million in cash on top of this to help pump up the Democrat voters. So you can see this is all, they're spending huge amounts of money to win this election, huge amounts. Why? Because this is their last gasp at this revolution. If we get Trump in, Trump gets elected, this revolution gets stopped. If Trump doesn't get in, the revolution will be able to complete itself, and the United States of America, as you knew it, will no longer exist. And I don't believe that's hyperbole.
Well, here in Ohio, they've passed legislation. In fact, our Ohio Attorney General is making very, very clear that they've already found several thousand illegal, those illegals who were registered to vote. And so they're cleaning up the voter rolls. So you're, if you're not a citizen, you do not vote in the state of Ohio. And I think other states are going to do that.
I'm praying that they do.
I got an article on that, Joe. This is just the news. Ohio Secretary of State orders removal of non-citizens from state voter rolls. It's important to recognize that some of those these registrations may be the result of an honest mistake, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose said. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose ordered the removal of non-citizens from the state's voter rolls after more than 100 were found registered despite confirming their lack of U.S. citizenship. On Tuesday, LaRose directed all 88 counties to begin a removal process for non-citizens on Ohio's voter rolls following a review by his office's Public Integrity Division and Office of Data Analytics and Archives. The review analyzed data from the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles and found 137 voter registrations of non-citizens who had twice confirmed their lack of citizenship. State law requires non-citizens to confirm to the BMV twice that they are not U.S. citizens. The Secretary of State's office will send two notices to the Ohio residents to either cancel their voter registration or confirm their U.S. citizenship. If they do not respond to the notices, then they will be removed from the state voter rolls. So 137 is not many, is it, Pastor?
Well, this is ones they found. Okay, it's just like, remember, we only have, they've only found a couple thousand known terrorists that were on the terrorist list. Those are the ones they found. The ones they found are a very, very small percentage of the ones that are there.
About a million gotaways. What percent? If, 10% of that.
Well, we commend Secretary of State Frank LaRose for this
if they're
effort
looking,
to clean Ohio's voter rolls, and may they be very
thorough.
Very thorough.
If they're going through county by county, all 88 counties, they'll find several thousand, you can bet.
Well, more than 1,000, because remember.
Several thousand.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Well, 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
All right, very good. I already did that. Wartime consulier. Here are the police, are the policies the next RNC general counsel must consider to outflank leftist lawfare and secure the 2024 election. With the news of the recent departure of Rhino Rink, RNC General Counsel Charlie Spies, there's a now a prime opening for the next general counsel to lay down a truly bold MAGA-aligned agenda to ensure the election procedures and laws are as fortified and secure as possible in the lead up to the 2024 election. They have to start on that last year. I mean, really, to get caught up here. Special attention must invariably be placed on critical battleground states like Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia by fortifying election procedures in those states, an undertaking that must prioritize maximizing voter turnout via registration campaigns, ballot harvesting efforts, coupled with legal strategy centered on bringing transparency and accountability back to electioneering. Republicans will find themselves having a much easier time litigating irregularities and fraud if and when those problems do reoccur, rather than having to play again from behind, much as they did 4 years ago. All right. That number is
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. Give us a call.
Paul in Texas pledges $50. Thank you, Paul. All righty. What do you have, Joe?
Well, one of the things is the government has been full. 51 federal agencies are working on DEI programs. And what they've come to find out is that the studies come from McKinsey and Company, and they've made a couple of studies, and they're the ones that are basing these two studies. The entire government's using this, and the studies say that diverse leadership is associated with higher profits, higher production, everything good, right? Well, a lot of scholars have been looking at their work, and they found out it's very flawed, has a lot of errors. And then they found out McKinsey is a consulting agency, not a research organization. And the goal of their business is marketing, not scientific inquiry. Now, this is what the government's done many times before. They take an ad agency, a consulting agency, and they do a study, they do something, and they put it out there as the gospel truth. This is, you know, this is the facts. But these are groups that what their expertise is marketing, not science. And the more this is being looked into by different professors and organizations, and here we have this flawed stuff is the basis of 51 of our executive branch agencies and sub-agencies pushing diversity agendas, this DEI, and although all of another, basically it's another flawed big lie. They've taken a marketing agency, put them out there as scientific research, and so there is no ideology, movement, or social initiative inside the free market that's ever going to outperform merit. And this has been backed up by many different professors and studies. The best way to get results is what? Merit-based work, merit-based study, merit-based education. That's the truth.
All right, very good. We give the number again. Folks, listen, but we got to hear from you. It's getting late. And
late, and we need the help.
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is again. I'm going to pledge another $1,000, and I would love to have somebody out there match my $1,000 pledge. You know, in fact, you know, both $1,000 pledges. I'd like to have somebody match both of them. So, again, folks, we need to hear from you. We're going to be going to a break here. What a great time to call and match my pledge. Just call 888-281 or 1110.
888-677-9673.
Call in and match our pledge. How much time do we have before the break? Okay. All right. Very good. You know what? I got to tell you this. Well, don't have time to really get through to it, but conservative champion Garrett Wilders finally reaches a deal to form a new government in the Netherlands. This will be the first time they've had a conservative government there in a long, long time.
It's been a very socialist government.
You're not kidding about that, okay? And so, in fact, I mean, very socialist. There where prostitution has been legal for a long, long time. Drugs, legalizing, smoking drugs, been legal for a long, long time. And so now they're feeling their sin has caught up with them. And, you know, what does Scripture say? Be sure your sin will find you out. Well, the sin is finding them out. And, well, you know, it's all in the tulips there. We'll be back after this for Don't Go Away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.